Okay, what's going on, Jimmy T?
What's up,
Jimmy?
What's up, Johnny Z?
Are you Patriots post-game host, Jimmy Toscano?
A lot of people are recognizing me from the Patriots post-game show that I was lucky enough to be asked to do with you and the Mike Cadlick yesterday, putting a bow on the Patriots season. So maybe some Patriots fans have tuned over to the Celtics Garden Report now that they don't really have any more football to watch. Thankfully, that season is over. Oh, my God.
Winter sports, both whether you're a Celtics fan or a Bruins fan, Patriots fans, come on in. The water is fine.
Welcome. Okay?
Yeah.
Come watch a real team for a couple of weeks and see how that makes you feel.
Ooh, yes.
Depending on the week.
Patriots fans, and look, we're all that. Yep, victory pink hat. Patriots fans, Jimmy's got a hard hat. I got the victory pink hat.
I wear a hard hat right over there.
You know when I'm really mad at the Celtics?
Well, you're often mad.
Okay, fine. But when I'm really mad, I'm wearing my Bruins hat. That's how you know.
Okay, yeah. That is how you know. Shout out Bruins, too.
Yeah. I'm not mad about this game. But you can't love this. There's no point to be like, it's a win. Shut up.
You got to compartmentalize what you like.
It's not wins. It's not wins and losses at this point in the season. It's playing good basketball and doing good things. The late game offense is a bit of a concern. Jalen, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. There was some stuff to like here for sure. I'm not going to do it. There's a lot that happened in this game. Tatum caught fire. Rob started. That's a big story. Some kind of late game offensive issues. They didn't shoot well again from three. Imperfect win, but it's a win against a team that's played you really hard this year. So you'll take it. So we're going to talk about that. We've got Bobby and Josue, possibly Sherrod, all hanging out at the Garden. They'll be joining us at various times. We also have to welcome in a brand new...
New sponsor alert.
As we said, our cup runneth over with sponsors, but this only works, people, if you help us. We'll tell you more about HelloFresh and what you get here, but I'll tell you right now, we've had HelloFresh on as a sponsor before. It's on the screen, dude.
I know you gave it away, so you're going to tell them what
No, I'm just going to tell you, if you don't know about HelloFresh, I'm sure you do. We're going to try to convince you on why it's the right thing for you, but want to welcome in HelloFresh as a sponsor to the Garden, back to the Garden, HelloFresh.com/Garden21. If you use that code, you get 21 free meals and free shipping. Go get yourself some. We'll tell you about all the things you can get there. And, of course, always, the phenomenal T-shirt when you support our sponsors. But we'll get back to that in a little bit. We'll start with the game. I don't really know where to go other than, I mean, to me, Smart misses the game, which necessitated, moving a starter into the starting lineup, moving someone into the starting lineup. And there was a lot of, debate over what it would be. It ended up being Rob. And it was okay. It was okay.
It was mixed. Yeah. And you know what? I like that it started off well because that made me feel that if and when Rob does ever get to the point where he can last over 20 minutes and be fully functioning, it will look nice. It will play well. The team looks like they can, when Rob's in the game, good things happen. But when he's winded and when it's like the fourth quarter or the second half and it looks like maybe his conditioning isn't quite there yet, or he's a little bit out of sorts or a step behind, that's when it's like, all right, what the hell's going on here? What's wrong? You're just crossing your fingers that he's not looking that way because he's dealing with some sort of pain. You kind of do actually hope that it is just, man, this guy's just taking a little bit maybe longer than we all want for him to get back into game shape, or he's still a little bit hesitant. Maybe it's mental. Those are what you have to hope is, because if it's something that's physically preventing him from, being the Rob that we know and love, then that would be a cause for concern. But I was happy that they went to him in the starting lineup. I think we've been calling for it for a bit now. I don't want to say that the Garden Report bullied them into doing it, but the Garden Report may have bullied them into doing it.
The Garden Report and possibly Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
I guess maybe they have a little bit of say too. It kind of felt like their comments were like, yeah, there's no minutes restriction on them. We love to play with them. I was happy to see it. Again, and John, like, we have to say, the Bulls always give the Celtics fits. They gave them fits tonight. I mean, I actually had a chance to take the lead there in the last minute or two, which really would have been something. But yeah, that was funny how Grant
people loving this. People loving this moment, huh?
We should talk about that because I was staring. I think everyone noticed it. Jaylen Brown was wide open at the almost at the He's logo. Like,
you've shot enough today. You've done enough just, today.
Grant almost took a double team over not passing it to him. Basically, is what he did.
You've done enough, Jaylen. You know
the Celtics pulled this one off against a team that gives them trouble. Yes, DeRozan didn't really. What was it? The whole second half, or at least a good portion of it. He got hurt. Unfortunately, hopefully it's not too serious for their sake. But Levine did his thing, and the Celtics pulled it off in the end. Grant came up big for them. We just mentioned Grant, but 20 points tonight. They needed all the help they could get, you know, with Brown not having a great game.
JB's in timeout.
doing his thing on the sideline. So
you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, everyone's like, every time I start one of these shows, I'm like, am I going to start a win by going in on Jaylen Brown? I'm like, I can't do it. If I do it, everyone's going to jump down my throat. The chat's doing it for me. And this is another good one too. Jaylen switched off of Levine without any stress at all. He was just like, I'm done with him. It wasn't even like a pick.
Weren't we just talking about how he wants the matchup? He wants to be the guy that's going to take on the other team's guy. I feel like we just either had that conversation.
He's
or
He's like,
heard
someone
them
else guard him.
It.
Oh, it was so bad, man. He just didn't have the energy for it tonight. This was one of his like there's the ADD Jaylen games, and then there's the, like somebody has taken over his brain games. And like tonight, the shot selection was unbelievable all night long.
What did he finish with, anyways?
He's like 5 of 21 or something from the field.
Damn, really? No, 7 of 21. 7 of 21. Still, okay. That's 33%. But 0 of 8 from 3. Not ideal.
But
typically not what you want.
Jacking threes with people right in his shirt. Almost all of his shots. Look, he's a great contested shot guy, but there's a difference between just shooting with somebody all over you or dribbling, getting to your spot, rising up, making them try to meet you, being a good athlete, being someone who knew what you were planning on doing. A lot of this stuff was just like dribble, and just jump up and shoot regardless of where people were. Really weird shots all game long for him. Definitely a rough night.
Historically speaking, you want to hit one of those shots. Like just like statistically speaking and historically speaking, it's never been like a good thing to go over 8 from 3. So that's something that you'll learn.
There's contested mid-range, and then there's what he did tonight, which I thought was on a different level.
I think he has – obviously, he has the green light from, you know, the coaching staff, and I'm sure like his teammates are fine with him taking shots. But at some point, you got to play smart too. You know, like you can't. There's forcing it, and then there's really forcing it. And shooters shoot their way out of slumps. Yeah. But yeah, there was some really egregious, you know, decision making and shot selection. And that, to be completely honest, is got to be the reason why Grant didn't give him the ball there. They're just like, yeah, Tatum's actually playing well right now, hitting shots, and you cannot be trusted right now. You simply cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Weird game. It was like weird, you know, like just a hard game to put your finger on. There wasn't a great flow to it. Really
they were up double
night.
Digits, and they were kind of, you know, it was like Bulls would claw back, and they would pull ahead, and the Bulls would claw. You know, it was like that's what the Bulls do. But
yeah, ball got a little sticky there late. I would agree with that. And also, you know, you're going to play that. I mean, you know, there's nights where – you know, it wasn't a low assist game for them. They ended up with 25. But this was Tatum's game. It was so obviously Tatum's game early. If you're going to let somebody just friggin' fire away, that's what Tatum had going pretty much all night. And he saw the court really well. He was making really good reads most of the night. He had 27 points like 3 minutes into the third quarter. He only finished with 32. So really not much was going for him late.
If you're just looking at this, and if you didn't watch the game, you wouldn't think that he played that much better because the stats aren't. I mean, he went 10 of 21 from the field. So, but he did hit, I think it was 3 or 4 threes or something like that. But what did he hit? I might just make that up. 4 threes. But he took 11. These guys are just jacking them, man. I mean, that's just the way this team plays.
They're just jacking them right now.
It's the way they play. It's the way they've played all season. It's the way they're going to play all season. Like, that isn't going to change. So, if that drives you crazy, then, I mean, just get ready to be driven crazy. They're going to win that way and they're going to lose that way. Tonight, they shot just well enough.
Yeah.
You know, it certainly wasn't a game, you know, who did they just really play well against a couple of the games ago?
What?
Who did they just beat?
The Celtics?
Yeah.
I mean, they just squeaked past the Spurs. Their really good game was the Mavericks.
Oh, Mavericks. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That one, I mean, that felt like a game where they really brought it.
Totally.
On both ends, you know. They've won the game since, so we're not going to sit here and criticize.
They're three straight. Three straight, but I mean, the Spurs win was gross and infuriating.
I missed most of that.
This one was a mixed bag, and that's fine. You know, whatever. Jalen struggles aside, Tatum was the man. Tatum, there's two stories I think that are, I mean, there's maybe three heroes on the night. Tatum was great. Grant, you get Grant's 1-in-10, pay me $20 million game. That was tonight. You know, and he was great tonight.
Point for every million.
Once every like six or seven games, Grant has one of these games and it's like, give him 20 million. And then he scores 0 points or two points. And everyone's like,
this was a big game for the Grant Williams $20 million highlight reel that will be circling around the NBA in a few months from the agent. This one will go down there 8-15. Three threes.
You know, it was awesome. He drove the basket. He got rebounds, got a block. He was great. I mean, he was great.
Yeah, he was. It's like, and he played a ton. Do that all the time and you'll get $20 million a year. It's that simple.
So he played a ton. I think one reason he played a ton, I think the rotations got screwed up because White got two early fouls. He played 4 minutes. He didn't see him again until late in that second half. Everything got a little wonky after that. Rob Williams was basically on hockey shifts all night. He's playing 4 minutes at a time and coming off. He was like going over the boards and coming off. You know, he was literally
these short
stints.
I can't figure it out. Can anybody? BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL and bowl season to esports and World Cup. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. We're the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. So head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Well, so let's get into it a little bit. I was going to wait for these guys to get in here because they were in on the interviews, but there's definitely a couple things that are worth talking about.
I'll circle back to it when they come on.
We'll circle back to them. I'm going to play one of them. Here was Joe Mazzulla. Okay, so a couple things that happened. Well, let's start with this. Let's start with Tatum and Brown.
Look,
we talked about
what happened.
It's very interesting what happened with Rob. here's what Jaylen Brown. I mean, you know us on the Garden Report. Rob. Play Rob.
What did you do?
I just knocked my mic out. I knocked my mic out for a second.
Easy. Well, just take a breath.
So obviously we want, a lot of the fans want, the chat wants, the American people want to see Grant Williams start, but Joe Mazzulla.
Rob Williams. Let's not confuse the two.
Rob Williams, sorry. So Jaylen Brown post-game after San Antonio, Jason Tatum post-game San Antonio, Jaylen Brown before today's game and shoot around had these things to say about Rob.
Whether he starts or comes off the bench, you know, just want him on the floor, want him healthy, want to be on the floor with him at the same time as much as possible. So I'm going to start. So I would, you know, like Rob to start, but, you know, whatever's best for the team, you know, he'll do that.
Yeah, we need Rob. Rob is amazing. You know, Rob has a special ability on offense and defense, as we've been able to see even a little bit this year, but especially last year. So the more we integrate them and use them, you know, I think the better our team will be.
So, question, did those guys bully Joe into starting, Rob? You got your two best players going out publicly basically saying, Yeah, we got to play Rob a lot more. You got Tatum saying in that last game, that he was on a minutes restriction. Like, he was like, Rob came to the bench. I'm like, are you on a minutes restriction or something? And he's like, nah. And he's like, get back out there, dude. You know? Yeah. So those guys are kind of pressuring Joe. I don't know that that's going to happen, but when the Stars want something, you got to wonder what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's like anything. You like playing with certain players, and I don't know why they're not on the same page. It feels like they all have a pretty good relationship with Mazzulla. I mean, hell, you know, Smart and Mazzulla go to games, go watch basketball games together. So you have to think that they're all on the same page in terms of what they want to see happen out there. So it is a mystery to me. I mean, it's we know the history between Tatum and Rob. Tatum loves playing with Rob. He said it. Over and over again, just point blank, I love playing with Rob. I love playing with that guy. So it's not a secret. So I can't imagine why Mazzulla would be holding Rob out unless there was some sort of limitation going on there that would be preventing Rob from contributing to the extent that his teammates want him to. And we know what Rob's capable of when he's feeling Rob-like. And I'm sure, you know, Mazzulla's seen it all last season, and he's seen it in practice. So for whatever reason, they're being a little bit slow to ramp him up. I mean, it's simple as that. He's not being ramped up enough. Just 22 minutes again tonight. So even with the start, he's still at that low 20-minute marker and just feels like he can't get over that hump. I don't know. And John, here's another angle. Maybe the players are trying to push Rob a little bit. Maybe it's not a Mazzulla thing. Maybe they're trying to give Rob a little indirect, I don't know, push. Has that thought crossed your mind, or are you even listening to me right now?
It's possible it's crossed my mind, and I am listening to you. But
you look busy.
No. I can walk and chew gum, Jimmy.
Can you let our good friend Joe sway in then? He's been Joe patiently waiting.
Yeah, I can let Joe sway in. Why don't I let Joe sway in?
He's smiling. He's happy. He's feeling good. He's looking good. He's doing the bull dance. Joe sway. Stop doing the bull dance. All right. Good.
Jimmy, when did you become a bully? Jeez, beating up on John in minute 16.
Well, no, somebody's got to beat up on John, or he'll beat up on all of us. That's what he does.
Right.
You got to stand up to these bullies.
It's like in prison, right? You got to kick somebody's ass or be somebody.
I wouldn't know. I actually wouldn't know.
You got to lay it down.
A guy,
Jimmy,
like me, John, wouldn't last very long in prison.
Pretty guy like you.
I'm trying to stay above the law here. Guy like me wouldn't last very long at all.
You found a way to stick around.
Let me put it this way. So you're trying to do the math on what's going on with Mazzulla, with Rob, and, you know, what's going on. Why wasn't he starting? Why wasn't he playing? Is he on a minutes restriction? Is he not? You know, it's a source of frustration. Here was Mazzulla prior to the game, and Joe Sway and Bobby were both here, and they both kind of tweeted about this when Joe was talking about it. Let's listen.
Joe, Jason and Jalen have talked about wanting to play with Rob a little bit more. Obviously, still coming off the bench now, 19 minutes a game. Is he on a restriction right now, and have you kind of thought about moving him into the starting lineup at some point?
We thought about it. He's not under a restriction as much as it is just a management. And, you know, as he continues to get better, especially getting in shape, he's recovering well after each game. And so it's just more of a process and a management than anything else.
Well put. So one of two things.
It's funny. It's a bit of a word salad there with he's not in a minutes restriction. We're just watching his minutes. You know, that's called a minutes restriction, but two,
management.
It's not a minute restriction. We're just watching his minutes. Okay. Right. Gotcha. You know? But number two,
I get it. Little teeny
shot across the bow saying like, yeah, we got to see how he responds after his game and, you know, ramp him up and, you know, he's got to get in shape. And there it is. Like that, I think it's as simple as that. Anybody wondering like what's up with Rob? He's not in shape yet. And like tonight, sadly, I think was an example of it. I thought Rob was almost non-existent for the entire second half in this game. And you wonder, was it just playing too much? You know, like, yeah, I know we're asking for more, but like, he just was kind of walking, standing, not fighting for rebounds, not really challenging shots. You know, like, you know each of the things that you're going to do that's going to expend energy, and you can choose to do those knowing that you'll be a little bit more tired after doing it, or you could just be like, I'm going to take this contest off. I'm not going to box out here. I'm not going to challenge here. I'm not going to rim run on this one. I'm going to save a few bullets here because I'm being asked to play a little bit more tonight. I don't know if I'm going to make it all the way through. And that's what it looked like Rob was playing tonight. There wasn't Rob flying all over the place with reckless abandon in the second half. It was just kind of Rob standing around.
Out of sync with the offense. And I think that's a lot of this, the trying to get Rob into the fold, especially offensively, has been about mostly. It's just him trying to adapt to how far ahead these guys are. And look, he's getting closer. I mean, what people want to see more, see him do more on the offensive end of the floor, but he's got to really continue to get his reps in and find his way, especially when the Celtics are going downhill and they find their stride, that momentum. I mean, it's hard for him to sort of mix in there, but it isn't at the same time, right? Because he's still giving you that energy on the defensive end. He's still giving you those offensive rebounds, which, man, that went a long way with a couple of possessions. But I'm with you, John. I mean, he did by the second half, especially into the fourth quarter, you just didn't see the same sort of energy that you would have that we've seen pretty much since he's been back, right? Coming off the bench and just giving these guys that spark the second unit needed.
Yeah. They have no idea what to do on the offense. They don't even run him out there in the high post, you know, and run a few actions, you know, off of that and let him pass out of there, which is usually pretty good, even though he had a turnover late. He's just basically standing in the dunker spot there waiting for either a lob or an offensive rebound or maybe a dump off. But one of the problems is nobody outside of Marcus Smart looks for him. You had Horford had one.
Horford tried a couple times.
Horford drove a closeout, you know, from the three-point line in the first half and had Rob standing under the basket, threw it up to him early. That was nice. And then, like, not much else.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
What percentage of Rob's career would you say is more along the lines of, like, what we're seeing now, though? I feel like the majority of it.
Like, it's over 50.
We're hanging on to, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we might be hanging
on to a dream that's never going to come, right?
That's what my fear is.
Rob is that, you know, that day you go out golfing and you get three birdies, you know, and you're like, I'm awesome, you know, like, but you might not do that again, right?
Well, that's the beauty of golf. When it comes to basketball, though, typically you don't want to see that. And I'm just wondering, like, I've never really seen Rob as a super high motor energy guy to begin with. I think his athleticism can take him there and has at times. But in terms of like start to finish, like, oh my God, this guy is lightning out there. He's just like balls to the walls. Like I just don't really get that vibe. So like I don't think he's as bad as this, what we're seeing or what we've seen with the wind and or lack thereof. But
he's
I am tired. I am just wondering if he's ever going to be that guy that John has dreams about from time to time.
Well, that's always the disappointment is, like I said, is the thing that bugs me most about Rob. And like, that's always been my belief, you know, in the way things happened this offseason was he was supposed to be on some sort of a program and he kind of peaced out after the finals. They're like, all right, we'll just let him do his thing. And then he showed up 2 weeks before training camp, started walking around, running around a little bit. He's like, you know, my knee hurts a lot. And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, he's like, I don't know, it's bad. And they're like, well, what have you been doing? He's like, nothing. It was like, oh, geez, let's check it out. Surgery, 12 weeks. So like now he's got to start way all over again. So of course he's taking a long time to get himself back. I don't think anything has to do with like his knee is sore. Like, you know, I think Mazzulla kind of tipped it there. It's conditioning. He just can't. I mean, we saw it in the early games, but it takes a while to get into basketball shape, man. You know, I mean, this is his 10th game, I think.
Especially if they pretty much said like don't do anything on it, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
maybe a light bike or something. I don't even know.
You see the dilemma here. You want Rob out there because at his best he's insanely impactful, but I mean, you know, this is one of those games where we got to kind of step back and be like, they might know what they're doing. Like maybe we, the fans don't, you know, and the analysts and the media types, maybe we don't have a freaking clue because you know, right now, I think Rob is probably most effective at 18, 19, 20 minutes a game, sad as it is. And, you know, like we were clamoring for more last game and Scal and Perk was doing it on the broadcast. Yeah, you want more of the good stuff. But if it's at the expense of like if he's just going to basically worry about lasting the full 25, 26, 28 minutes that he's going to be out there, they kind of had a quick hook on him tonight. That third quarter stint less than 4 minutes. You know, he played 5 to start in the first quarter, took about a 3-minute break, came back out, and then finished the first quarter rolling into the second. I think that's what wiped him out, because he played straight through there with a short break in between into the second. And then he came out in the third and was just nothing. He played like 3:30, and they were like, yep, Grant. You know, and that was it. And you know, he ended up with only 23 minutes despite starting and playing a good chunk of time in the first half. He did not play that much in the second half. He got pulled out for Grant. Grant ends up with friggin' 37 minutes off the bench. Those 37 minutes off the bench were because Rob was ineffective. You know, it is what it is. You know, like,
well, but Grant was going,
but what I'm saying is he played more and more and more because Rob wasn't doing it. He certainly didn't do well in the Drummond minutes. Just not a good type of player for him. He's just going to get out physical there. It's not like Drummond dominated him, but just he's not going to be able to win those battles. He's just too physical. He's not the type of player. And just wasn't impactful. Just wasn't doing the types of things. And you're right. We're trying to integrate him into the offense in any sort of way. They're really not doing it that effectively right now.
Right. And especially against this Bulls team, which I do think is a good test. I mean, Joe Mazzulla made the right decision, because without Marcus Smart, you wanted to see what that looks like. We all did. I mean, the crowd went crazy out there when they announced him in the starting lineup, and that was good. You wanted him to get that under his belt, to get that, you know, get him through that hurdle. But I also think that when Joe Mazzulla is talking about managing this injury, he's not, I think the difference, the way I see it, is the difference between managing and putting a minutes restriction is Rob could be having the best game of his life. And no, your minutes restriction is at 23. That's it. You're not playing any more than that. Whereas in managing, I think what Mazzulla means is, man, if he's out there and he looks great and he's helping us win and he's putting, you know, putting the type of effort that the offense needs, then he's going to let him ride. And I think that would have been the case in the second half.
But it wasn't.
And then Grant Williams going off, maybe not going off, but being consistent on offense, the Celtics needed that in this one, and especially after or before DeRozan went down, and the Celtics were trying to close out the win, and they couldn't. Shit, I mean, Zach LaVine goes off, what is it, 12 points in the fourth quarter and 6 straight buckets. I mean, the Celtics survived that because of guys like Grant Williams and obviously Jason Tatum, but I just didn't see any space for Rob in that scenario.
I think you're 100% right. It is a little bit semantics, but you're right. It's not like he's on a 30-minute restriction every single night, so we're going to play him 30 every night. I think it's each game they assess. How did he look? Was he extra gassed? How's he going to be two nights from now? How's he look? He doesn't have a lot of jump tonight. We're going to probably keep those minutes down. It has as much to do with his overall conditioning and effectiveness as it has to do with anything else, as it has to do with managing it and not putting too much load on his knee. Per se, if it were straight that, you'd just be like, yeah, that's just all. I'm never going to, he's not going past 90 pitches ever. He's never going to go past 28 minutes. That's not it. It is very
like
much
rehab
like,
starts. Yeah, right.
Exactly. 50 pitches, I don't care. And that's it. And then I'm yanking him. I don't care if he's only still in the first inning. That's exactly what it is. And so that's what happened is, you know, everyone got their wish. He played. He looked gassed. He didn't play effectively. He lost a lot of his second half minutes, justifiably so. And that's that. And that might be the roller coaster. As you said, Jimmy, the dream that is Rob may never be, you know, may never be actualized, may never come to fruition.
And Vucevic is no easy.
But
easy
it also, it's just a long, this is a, you're playing the long game with Rob. And I think that's what we have to get used to is fine. Who gives a crap if he's still playing his way into shape in January, if he's healthy in April, May, and June? That's the point. So, yeah, fine. Fiddle with it. It'll be frustrating. We'll watch moments where we're like, oh, my God, get him back out there. But, I, you know, you do have to look at a night like this and be like, yeah, we get it. We get it. It's not – he's not there, and they know he's not there. What I'm curious is whether there's any frustration on the Celtics' part with, like, this guy should be physically better off than he is right now, and he's not. And we're, you know, we shouldn't have to be worrying about conditioning, but, you know.
So, Brad? You mean Brad?
I honestly wonder, you know.
Real quick, dude, I almost decked Brad way over here, man. So, after Joe Mazzulla's presser, I can – you know when you're going through the push bar door and you can kind of feel someone there, so you're waiting – but the person's not talking, but you kind of feel the presence. And I'm like, weigh in. I thought I heard something, but whatever. I push it, and he just sort of gives me one of those, like, whoa. And I was just like,
dude.
Brad, what's going on? He's like, hey, Joseph.
Oh, you won't be breaking any news, I guess.
Kind of give me that look like.
Good job.
So it's Joe Sway behind this. Okay, cool. And I'm like, hey,
well,
Brad.
It's kind of on Brad.
Have a good night, Brad. He's like,
you just don't stand behind a door and not expect to get hit. That's...
I think he was still talking, but then he stopped talking, which is what threw me off. If he was talking the whole time, I would have stepped back. But anyways, that
way
was like
go, Joe Sway.
3 minutes before I hopped on here. Yeah.
We're going to hear more about Brad Stevens assaulting Joe Sway Pavone in just a minute.
He's not going to join this show anytime soon, I don't think.
No, but Joe Sway is going to go into detail, and we're going to go through the police report here. But we want to tell you a little bit about HelloFresh, a brand new sponsor of the Garden Report. I don't know if you got your meal kit. I got my meal kit. Josue, did you get yours?
I got mine too.
Probably sitting in Brockton somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I got to go see.
Oh, you got stolen, bro. Sorry. It's gone.
Healthy, healthy, healthy. So Jimmy and I took the healthy option.
Somebody's eating good tonight.
Yeah, man. Hopefully they're watching at least.
We've had this.
Yeah, I went the healthy route. No big deal. You guys probably could have guessed. But.
Yeah. I went a little healthy. So anyway, it's the first of the year. Everybody's basically, you know, it's January. Everyone's turning, you know, kind of their lives around. New Year's resolutions, diets, X, Y, and Z. And so it's just as good a time as any to have a meal plan that's going to kind of follow it. And I love, you know, a lot of the things that we kind of push to you here on the Garden Report are health related, which is really cool. And HelloFresh is one of them. You probably know what it is. It's a meal plan. You can customize it any way you want. You've got New Year's goals. HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. We're all busy. You're starting back up with work. Skip the grocery store. Just have basically restaurant quality meals and ingredients and farm fresh ingredients delivered fresh to your door. Farm fresh recipes, constantly changing them out. You can basically, you know, customize exactly what you want. Meat, fish, family style, healthy, veggie, whatever it is. Falafel power bowl, seared steak and potatoes with béarnaise sauce, Southwest pork and bean burritos. Jimmy and I got some cool.
What you guys get? What you guys get? I love food.
What'd you get, John?
I got a cauliflower bowl situation. I got a chickpea kind of bowl situation.
Yeah.
And a chicken. It was a kind chicken. Of breaded
panko.
Panko pesto chicken with vegetables.
You guys have to put it in the egg wash? Is that kind of situation?
Love it all. They give it all to you, so it's all there.
But they give you all the ingredients. You literally just open it up, and the directions are there. You as long as you can read, like, you can make this. You want to impress a girl or a guy?
Yeah.
This is a good way to do that with a nice home-cooked meal.
That's hell of a
There, and there's an option for everybody. So we went, obviously, me and John, we went the fit route. I think Bobby went like the fish route or something like that. He's stinking up the whole house.
Bobby's that guy. Bobby's the guy in the office who microwaves fish, just so you know.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Bobby's bringing fish to the media room.
100%.
He's like, what? Man. It's delicious, you know? Like, and that's Bobby.
Fish is phenomenal.
If we all worked in an office, like CLS media office, he would do that every at least twice.
Bobby needs this media thing to work out. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him.
No.
Stapling, you know, at the stapler with a plate of fish.
So,
hey, Jimmy, you want a piece of my haddock?
Yeah.
So you guys know about it. You got to check
steak,
it out.
Steak, chicken, all types of stuff.
Yeah. Go to HelloFresh.com/garden21. That's really important. If you go there and you use that code, and you will get the 21 free meals, which is great. They'll know you came from us, which is super important to us. So it really is important that you do that. But before you do, just look around the website. Check it out. Make sure that you like it. You'll also get a phenomenal t-shirt out of this. Yes. Impress women with HelloFresh. That's Jimmy's motto.
Or men. You could be a girl watching this show and you want to cook for want to have somebody over. Or you could be a guy and want to impress a guy, a girl. It doesn't matter. It's 2023.
It's
anyway,
just a great date
wherever you want to impress, it's a great date night.
Let's get back to basketball.
Samantha,
it's like a 3-minute ad read.
I got to cover all my
once
tracks.
Once Jimmy
here.
Comes in and it's like, Jimmy, I'm doing a full minute on this myself.
I got to cover all my tracks. It's 2023. I got blind people now. Blind people are going to come for me. Like, this is a big thing.
You got
he was
steak.
About to go through the whole.
You got every frigging food he's ever eaten.
Yeah, you do. And the thing is, it's all fresh ingredients. Did we mention that? And you know what? The other thing is, I'll say this. I didn't even get mine till the next day because I forgot. But it comes so, like, refrigerated and, like,
oh yeah,
everything stays cool. So if
it's
you,
awesome.
If
yeah.
you forget,
I like wanted to keep the ice packs because they're awesome.
The ice packs are awesome.
too. But seriously, check it out. It is worth it. If you're feeling lazy, but you want the stuff coming to you, when you guys, I'm not kidding you. When you do the math on it and you press go and you see how much you're going to get and how little you're actually spending after you get this gift, it's actually pretty phenomenal. So check it out. Honestly, it really is.
Yeah, and let's say you're not interested.
Here goes Jimmy. Like, it's got to finish. It's got to go.
Let's just say one last thing. Let's say you're not a powder or drink person, but you want
Joe
the,
trying to
you
get
want
the solid locker meals. Room.
You want the solid meals. Give this one a shot instead of the other sponsor. I'm not going to say.
You're not allowed.
You always start off so quiet.
I didn't.
In the beginning, you kind of were.
No, I'm talking about John. I didn't say any other sponsor.
Celtics Bulls. Celtics beat the Bulls.
Who played tonight?
29-12. 19, the Celtics are 29-12 right now, and they're headed into Brooklyn, right? No, New Orleans first.
Hello,
New Orleans comes here, and then into Brooklyn. We got to talk about Brooklyn with their KD situation. Almost the same timing of his injury last year, and man, did they were tops in the conference, and man, did things fall apart after that. But we're not going to get into that yet. We'll wait a little bit on it. Continue on with this game here. You got to give love to, got to give love where it's due. Jason Tatum, in addition to scoring, and he looked like he had the kind of stuff going today where, like, you know, when those shots, like, don't even touch, like, they barely even touch the net. That's what he was popping early tonight. He looked like he had 45 or 50 in him if he went that way. But he made a lot of his contributions passing the ball, especially late, which was big. This is a pretty, like, all around Tatum game tonight. There's not much you can say about it. Again, he took some tough shots as well, but that's what he's going to do. He made a ton of them. But just a really all around, like, awesome game from Tatum.
Yeah, man. Tatum was turning corners left and right. I mean, when he's playing like that, the way he's splitting defenders, and you can say the same thing about Jalen as well, but obviously Tatum's went a longer way with that huge second half, the way he went off. And it's, it's interesting because I feel like the we got cheated of a heck of a back and forth between him and DeRozan, man. It's too bad DeRozan got hurt.
I know.
Was unable to finish the game. Celtics fans could have watched an L today at the end of this one. Like, I think that easily could have happened. But like John, like what you were just saying, man, I think he had 40 in him if this game required it at least. But it's like I was saying earlier as well though. He's doing a good job of doing his best to try to get other people incorporated.
Oh.
And that was guys like Grant Williams, after he scored so many points in a row where he was just like, all right, let's just buckle down defensively.
And
Al Horford hit the three-pointer with the dagger three. And man, when Tatum got that three-point play, the breakaway dunk and one, he just let it all out, man.
Yeah,
just
right.
And one, the crowd went nuts. Just a tremendous performance from Jason Tatum. And filling up the stat sheet again. I think this is going to be one of those things where we see Tatum just flirting with that triple-double line. And I'm sure he'll get a couple of more before the end of the season. But I like this. This is the kind of Tatum you want to see.
Didn't we talk about a year ago? And we'll welcome in Bobby Manning, who will explain what's on his head in a minute.
I think it's a winter hat.
Oh, my God. It
okay,
looked
thank
like
God,
a
yeah.
headband, the way it was. Okay.
Like a headband. Came in
if
like,
I wasn't with him all night,
fashion.
I would have thought the same thing.
He's like, this is fashion now. This is what the kids are
doing. I'm
going
to welcome Bobby's grandma onto the show.
Bobby's like, this is a 2023 headband, John, all right? This is a new thing.
Right. Bobby, we talked about Tatum. And like the best version of Tatum might be the guy who's actually like, I know he's like scoring title Tatum this year and it's up to 30 points and, you know, it's fun to see it. But the best version of him might be the guy who when he – if he is able to kind of realize that is more like a 26-8-8 guy or 24-25-8-8 sort of guy. Because we've talked about like the importance of involving other players and just what that does kind of for the whole. You got to lift up the bottom. They've been really – Tatum and Brown heavy lately and it's not great, and it's just a lot of shots from those guys, so you want to see more of those games where, and at 21 field goal attempts, I mean, again, that's in and around their average here, but I do like to see when they're having these types of games or when Tatum's having this type of game. But Bobby, you jump in here, and if you don't want to go on Tatum, you want to go somewhere else, you can, because we've kind of been around the world already. Yeah,
good play in the fourth quarter. They needed it. They found a lineup that hit. after Rob hit a wall there at the 19-minute mark or so of his night. And you saw the difference in terms of him and Grant playing off each other. You certainly got the Brogdon and Tatum two-man game that you've been looking for, John. So I think that was the story of the night, the involvement of others. It's been overdue. I think it's the biggest reason Tatum's probably slipped from that top MVP spot. You need a game like this and the triple-double on the road trip there to not only fill out his stat sheet, which is important in that race, but also have the impact of pulling out a tough win against a team that's given them a ton of trouble this year. Now everyone's going to look at the Bulls and be like, oh, the Bulls. But people who watch all four games know how challenging this team's been to play. And sure, no DeRozan. LaVine picks all that up in the fourth quarter, and they made it a game, and he had to make plays late. And finding Grant, finding Horford, finding Brogdon, he hit all the marks. It was a super impressive performance from him tonight.
That was the most important possession late, where the offense Brogdon really wasn't
ice
going.
Cold.
Yeah.
And that, they slowed it down on that last possession, still worked a quality shot to the corner.
Oh, for the Horford three.
You're talking
about the one with Brogdon.
No, I was talking about the Horford three. That's obviously the most important possession down the stretch there, with Tatum with a really good find. They needed that bad because things weren't going great. Earlier, you'd kind of worked around, gotten a couple of Derek White threes, but I felt like they were a little bit rushed in that setting. But that was a clean look, attacking the paint, kicking out, finding Horford for what was a critical bucket. So that was great. That was great there. Bobby, we talked a little bit. I'll kind of catch you up. We talked about Rob and not whether or not Tatum and Brown bullied him into the starting lineup, but whether or not – whether or not, like, that was part of it, which kinda is kind of like,
He was like, I was going to do it next week, but okay, Jason, all right.
Whatever, guys. Yeah. Jesus, shut up. And like, almost how, like, his little subtle clapback to it was that teeny little line he threw in the pregame, Bobby, on your question, which was like, yeah, you know, once Rob kind of gets himself going and we want to see more of him, you know, once he gets in better shape, once he this and that, he just kind of slid that better shape thing in there and just – boom, just kept going. And I think that's at the heart of the story, is it's really conditioning based and not injury based why he's not getting the minutes that he's getting. And again, and we talked about it earlier, I think he sucked tonight. Like, meaning he ran out of gas. He didn't suck. He was pretty good. He was pretty really good in the first quarter, but then he came back on that short break after 3 minutes, and he kind of came back, and I think everyone was surprised, including he was like, oh, I'm playing again, that's all right. So he did into the second, and then he really wasn't effective the rest of the way, and his minutes got cut way back in the second half, and he was doing a lot of standing around. He wasn't attacking rebounds. He was just kind of, if stuff kind of fell into his hands, it was great. He wasn't contesting shots. He didn't do a lot. He was just kind of there. And even though he started, his minutes finished, he finished at 23, and Grant kind of came in with 37 over the top here.
Yeah.
He wasn't great.
This is what we talked about in terms of the trade-off of starting him, is you might not get him at the end, and they didn't tonight. Fortunately, you get Grant Horford playing well in this game, and they're able to close it out. But you do see the conditioning tonight more than any other night, for sure. Once he played about 9 minutes in that first quarter, I think it was, added another two to start the second, so he's about halfway to what he's been playing early in the second quarter. Unfortunately, he got a lot from him in those early rotations. I think it was good to shoot out to that double-digit lead in the first quarter. So you'll take this from him. You'll take the conditioning you got out of this game. But I did think they were going to push him closer to 30 in this one, and they weren't able to get there. So that's the goal for now, it seems, is to get him into the mid-20s, get him into the late-20s. It's going to happen in steps, and we see why here tonight.
Yeah. Bobby, we don't say this often on the Garden Report, but Celtics might, you know, they might know what they're doing with Rob here, in the sense that, like, you know, everybody are, you know, we're clamoring.
Well, no, I still
never see that.
I still like what they did here, because it gets you more minutes with the starters, and that was important here. Playing with Tatum and Brown, playing with Horford. I mean, him and Horford were averaging 4 minutes a game coming into this one. It's not enough, and you see the suffocating defense they're able to play with those guys out there. It's a tough Bulls team to guard. They were really holding them down early, and I love that first quarter and the start they got off to with him out there. So it's going to be different every night. Fortunately, I mean, Grant getting involved the way he did was so crucial, because if you don't get that, you're probably short a guy in that final rotation. Instead, he's the best version of himself down the stretch there, and to swing it back to Tatum, you need a guy like Grant out there with him. That floor space and that outlet, that helps him get off the ball. The most comfortable guy he can pass to is Grant.
Totally. But in terms of the minutes, that's probably where we're stuck here is like, I don't think you can get much out of Rob past 20 minutes at this point in terms of his physical conditioning. I don't think he's there for it. So you would rather 18 minutes of reckless abandon, Rob, versus 24, 25 minutes of dragging his ass up and down the court, Rob. I don't even think it's a question.
Yeah, and that's what you saw against San Antonio in the last game pretty much, right? And you got in the closing end of the game. So I'm sure they're going to go matchup-based a lot of the time here. I don't know if you guys think Rob's in the starting lineup for good. I think you'll probably see a mix here, depending on the matchup. And this is a good matchup to go big. Vucevic is giving you trouble. He gave you no trouble early in this game.
Yeah.
You see that bench rotation. It got a little tricky with Cornette there. This wasn't a good matchup for him.
Guy, knew it. Drink.
But you were able to kind of stagger those two the rest of the way as well as
he got it in. I didn't think he could do it. Somebody
in the chat earlier said, "Oh damn, he's gonna somehow sneak in a loop.
3 minutes, 0000000 one rebound. Cornette gets in. He gets in here somehow."
Yeah, I mean that's what you're gonna think about if you're starting those two together. Is you are gonna have to squeeze in backup center minutes and. Again, I don't know why they've gone away from Luke. I think he could fill 5 to 10 minutes. We talked about this earlier.
In this game?
Not tonight. Not tonight. Oh,
okay. I'm not leaving in protest. I just need water. I'll be right back.
No, it's part of the – if you're going to start Rob and Al together, Jimmy, you need a backup. So they looked for one tonight, and they couldn't find one. Still no Blake. I'm sure he's going to play on Wednesday, but – I don't know why everyone's going crazy, but it's part of the dynamic. And this is what we'll talk about when it comes to how this team's being built right now. They don't trust Luke. They certainly didn't trust Noah. You're going to have to make some adjustments on the back end of the bench there. And Grant's part of it. I think people leave Grant out of that a lot. But you were looking for some backup 5 minutes tonight. You really find them. And what you did was you slid Horford over to the five and played Grant a bunch in that second half, which worked.
Yeah, did you talk about your guy Grant yet, or did I miss that?
Yeah, no, we should talk about him.
We got a bounce back game from Grant. And before you hopped on, Bobby, I was like, man, that had a lot to do with Rob not playing. I feel like, or at least as much as people would have liked to see him in that towards the end of that second half. But it also shows how important or how good the Celtics are when Grant's playing at this level. I mean, we haven't seen this kind of production from Grant offensively in a while, and I think it went a long way with this in that fourth quarter when Tatum needed some help. You know, obviously that Horford three was huge in the final minute or the final 30 seconds or whatever it was towards the end. But Grant was just as important, and I think that's a big reason why you didn't see a whole lot of Luke out there. Luke got a few minutes today, so
Grant's super switchable.
In this matchup,
Jamar Hamlin
super switchable. He can get out and guard the perimeter. And you needed that against this Bulls team because these guys they got weapons off the bench that can knock down threes and guys in the starting lineup that can knock down threes. Our name, DeRozan. So
yeah,
and we saw that.
Guys, we're gonna keep this rolling. I want to talk about two moments from the game, specific moments that were interesting, and I want to hear from the guys of the Garden Report there. One involving Jaylen Brown, and one involving Jason Tatum. We're gonna talk about that in. Just 2 seconds, but we do want to tell you again, we're all about your health here on the Garden Report. We want to quickly tell you about Athletic Greens, another terrific sponsor. We mentioned HelloFresh earlier. We're going to talk about
Athletic.
Oh, God, Bobby, we just talked about haddock the whole time, buddy.
we talked about your fish.
I actually got bass.
Salmon.
You got bass. Bang.
You missed it. You got to get here early for that.
I'll
Hello
be back
Fresh,
next
okay?
time.
All right. But Athletic Greens, terrific supplement. This is how you start your day. And again, we're talking about kind of getting things right as the new year turns here and everybody's making their resolutions. It's a great 1-2 combo here with Athletic Greens and HelloFresh. This is what you do in the morning here. Instead of going and chasing a million different vitamins and supplements, you just take HelloFresh, 75 vitamin supplements in one little scoop. You drop it in a cup of water and you're done. And that's it. You're talking about mental health, sleep quality, gut health, rest, recovery, all of these things that it helps you with, all of these things that you chase, immune system, gut health. You chase these things with a million different supplements. Just go get them all in one shot here with Athletic Greens. fits into any diet that you do. Doesn't matter. Gluten-free, paleo, keto, it's all good. Virtually no sugar. Highly recommended. Endorsed by healthcare professionals, athletes, celebrities. Thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. Google it. Look it up. Look up best supplements and all of that stuff. It's going to come up on everybody's list for potential ones here. Do your own research. Check it out. See if you're interested in it. And if you are, please go here to athleticgreens.com/garden. And that's how they know you came through us, and you get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Time to reclaim your health right now. Again, athleticgreens.com/garden.
What? John, my cousin in Ireland just bought Athletic Greens. You can't wait to get the Athletic
Greens. Send it to me.
Phenomenal. Wow. It'll
cost us more than the purchase to send a t-shirt to Ireland.
A little international. International Athletic Greens.
We will do it. Yeah. We're gonna get a $50 purchase of Athletic Greens, and we're gonna spend about $85 in shipping to get that T-shirt out to Ireland. Well, but we will do it.
You're gonna wear that of our words.
Right. We will do it. Two moments I want to talk about. One happened late.
But nothing for Brockton though, huh? No, I'm just
I need to get the shirt, by the way, real quick.
One happened late. One happened early. One thing that happened early: Jason Tatum went to take a three-pointer. Got fouled, didn't get called, bitched about it all the way down the court, took the whole defensive possession off. Luckily, nobody scored, was going at the ref back and forth. And Al barked at him a little bit, which was kind of like, get your head out of your, and not like, come on, dude.
It's over. Yeah.
Love to see that. That's what we've always talked about. And for the most part, Tatum's been great. I don't know if you guys saw that exchange or have anything to add on it. You know the moment I'm talking about?
Yeah, I saw that one. And then you had a Jaylen one too, right?
Yeah. And then the Jaylen moment late in the game where Grant's looking right at him and he's like, nah, and didn't pass to him. You guys know what I'm talking about there as well?
You guys know that one, right?
But the Tatum one wasn't in the fourth, was it? It was earlier.
A little earlier.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I didn't see the Jaylen one. I did see Joe talking to him again in the first half about some defensive stuff. So you see Joe get into him a little bit.
A couple times now. He did last game.
You're going to get it. I thought you were talking about Joe Mazzulla, but you're saying –
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about too. I didn't see the Grant moment.
Yeah.
So what, Grant just stared him down, or what do you mean?
No, you didn't see – so it was like the last minute of the game. So Tatum ended up with the ball off a Bulls miss and dribbled down the other side of the court, and he was getting double teamed. He got the ball to Grant, and Grant had like many opportunities to just dish it to Jaylen Brown, like swing it, who was wide open, and Grant was just kind of like, nah, and he just waited for Tatum to like work his way open, and he got the ball to Tatum, basically saying Jaylen, like you've done enough tonight. Like I'm giving the
ball. They've talked about it multiple times this year. Focusing more on getting into the hot hand this year, finding guys who are in rhythm, who have it that night, and they trust to make a play. And a lot of this offense is read-based and then making decisions on the fly, and that's a good decision in a game like this. It got a little erratic with Jaylen late, didn't it? Big plays, two big finishes midway through the fourth quarter, but it was right to have the ball in Tatum's hands late, especially when you're managing a lead. I thought the Celtics did a great job. Even though that lead dwindled, and there wasn't a way to prevent that. I mean, look at the shots Levine hit. I don't think they broke down defensively or anything like that. He broke them down. So to get the ball in Tatum's hands, that worked for them. And again, we started the
Fine with it.
Yeah, so that's, again, Joe talks about it a lot. There's going to have to be some humbleness here. There's going to be some cohesion among the players when it comes to decisions like that on the fly. He even said in the post game, that final possession there, he could have called the timeout. He's like, why would I call a timeout? These guys got it. And they did.
Look who I had out there. Right.
Yeah. So again, I think they managed this game great. This is a team that's given them so much problems this year. It's that one they can't shake, and you finish the year 500 against them. Two tough wins at home that go down the final possession. Pretty good.
Yeah, but it also feels like sometimes Jaylen is getting his wires crossed with the rest of the guys out there, man. They're just not – they're showing that they're not as patient as they used to be, I guess, because I think the San Antonio thing, maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe this is an ongoing thing that we're just now starting to see because, man, to see
– Well, he forced a huge tough misses late. he forced a few tough misses late. You just saw that Tatum had more ability to get downhill, more ability to make the reads and pass. And listen, we've talked about this. Brown's going to be, on this team, a finisher. Tatum's going to initiate a lot. And they've slid into those roles. So there'll be nights maybe where Brown has it rolling and you want to get it to him specifically in those spots. But tonight wasn't the night.
Well, he did have one key assist in that last minute. But also, I just feel like sometimes he falls out of the mix a little bit, right? And I feel
he's just doing his own thing. It's almost like sometimes, right? It does feel like you get a bunch of musicians together to play a gig and they haven't really met before, and one guy's just kind of going off. Everyone's looking are you playing the same song we're playing? Like, what are you doing right now? That's not the key, they're just kind of doing his thing. And today felt one of those where like Jalen was just like freestyling a little bit, certainly on offense, at times where it was just kind of like, what are we doing here? And then again, Bobby, always the defensive effort, I just think is not there.
He turned it up tonight, though. You saw the play where he dove and tipped it off.
But there was also a lot of times where he was switching and he didn't have to, and he was just letting guys go and kind of standing around in a spot. He'd switch off of somebody and then he'd float in no man's land where he didn't really need to. A couple times on LaVine late. LaVine was just kind of losing him.
0-for-8 stands out too, right, guys?
And then the 0-for-8, the threes. Yeah. But
I don't know what's happened with his three. It's so strange. He's obviously killing it from mid-range. I talked about that with him this morning, but I didn't get to ask him about his three-point
look. What'd you say? Next time
why do you want to be like DeRozan so bad?
He's second in the league in mid-range percentage. It's pretty impressive. And
behind Durant, right?
Yeah, behind Durant, who went down yesterday, and looks like he'll miss a month now, right?
Yeah,
give or take. So Brown, impressive how he's gotten to that shot. And tonight, I don't think he had the best night from there. They were all over him, but it's been a weapon for this group, and it's a nice change of pace. And you talk about him sort of being in his own zone, John. I don't think that's the worst thing because he's focused on one area.
That's
right?
Fine. It's also sometimes when he's at his best. That's why you're going to have those ups and downs. I would just rather see what I can't tell is,
he goes 1-6 from mid-range in this one. 0-8 from three.
Didn't have the mid-range. And like I said, there's a lot of there's contested shots, and then there's the ones he was taking tonight where I just feel like he didn't really have a plan. He was just rising up regardless of where the defender was. He wasn't feeling it. He wasn't feeling the defense. He wasn't getting to spots and just jumping up and over guys. He was kind of just – they were all extremely challenged, extremely contested shots tonight. But he's still great when he's getting it downhill. He had a great, great, great move with that kind of behind the back dribble in the lane, which honestly, I think he turns over 8 out of 10 times, but he didn't on that one. But I mean, a sick play with a lefty finish there.
When he split the defender.
Goodness. That was high level stuff there.
He's always going to have that though.
High degree of difficulty. Like that. Yeah, that was incredible.
Right. Right, but I feel like the Celtics wanted to slow things down a bit because Chicago likes that, especially when DeRozan was hitting everything out there. So that really helped them in that comeback and that run that they went on in the first half before DeRozan went down. Yeah. But in certain stretches, he was like, okay, I think Jalen would get going here. He got out to a quick start, but then it just fizzled out.
It fizzled.
He talked a little bit about the All-Star process this morning too, and he said multiple times he's not worried about making the All-Star team. But he did say there's some confusion over the process on his part, and he does want to see the union get involved in terms of clarifying some of it, and particularly for the reserves. That's probably where he's going to land, right? He's further down that voting list right now. I know he had a push to start there, it seemed, for a couple weeks during his great scoring run. But he did have some gripes about the All-Star process. You can go listen to those on CLNS Media. Pretty good interview this morning at Shoot Around with him on a variety of topics.
Give us a tease.
I think the biggest thing was his push for Rob. He followed Tatum's lead. Tatum said after the San Antonio game, he wishes Rob would start. Brown didn't go that far, but said they just want to play more with him down the stretch of the season and into the playoffs. And they want to see his minutes ramped up. And we talked about that earlier. We saw it in action tonight, and we saw some of the issues with pushing in that direction. But I'm thrilled that they started him. You need to get that look. We'll see if it stays. I know Smart's got that knee injury right now. I don't know if you guys kicked around that at all. Day-to-day didn't feel good waking up And I don't know. Hopefully, there's not a bone bruise. Yeah, that's my biggest worry with the kind of injury he got there. It is a left knee, and if it's a bruise, that can linger. That can linger for a little bit. But he did. He was doubtful tonight. They didn't roll him out right away. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday. But they need him. I'm actually kind of pleasantly surprised with how they played without him tonight. White did a great job again.
White was great, actually, and that's kind of an understated hero. We talked earlier, you know, who played well. You know, Tatum obviously was great. We know that Grant was great. But White was outstanding, and they needed it. And I felt everything got thrown out of whack a little bit early, and they survived it when White went out with two quick fouls, played 4 minutes, didn't get back until like midway through the second quarter. And they were a little bit rudderless here, and Brogdon wasn't outstanding either. And without Smart there, that's where things can really kind of stagnate offensively without anybody kind of whatever. I think Tatum kind of reverting back to points of last season took over the point forward mantle a little bit more in this game with more stuff running through him. But White was pretty huge in this game for all that he did. He had one of those come from behind blocks, which everybody friggin' loves as well. Mm-hmm. The killer pass to Tatum at the end of the game, there on that kind of leak out for the dunk and the and one. I thought he was solid. He was solid tonight. Again, not a spectacular shooting night. But this will sound like a backhanded compliment. It was a Derek White game, but like a good, it's a good Derek White game.
In a good way.
What does that mean?
This is how he has to.
Meaning it's the stuff that you know. If you know ball, Jimmy, you don't know ball.
I mean, his 3 points. You
just look at box scores, man.
Don't get me started.
His 3-point shooting. Since the start of December, it's closing in on 25%. It's been rough for him.
Shooting?
Three point shooting down though.
It's like when you first arrived.
This is where we've got.
You guys don't get it. You don't get it.
You don't know ball, Bobby.
But you see all the other things he does in this game. Getting downhill, particularly rolling. They got to get him rolling, like rolling toward the basket. To get him closer looks inside the arc. He doesn't beat guys off the dribble. And this is actually what we saw late in that Spurs game, Dallas as well. Ball's in his hands late. He's not really going to drive and kick to guys because he doesn't have that burst off the dribble. So you got to get him screening. You got to get him in some misdirections. You got to be able to get him open, clean looks around the basket. He can finish through contact too, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to have the ball in his hands late, which again, back to that point we had of Tatum having the ball late here, worked great. So overall, I love how White's managing these struggles because last year I felt like he would just sort of float and disappear rather than find other ways to get involved when he doesn't have a shot like tonight.
Yeah, but the shooting is bad. And so this is where we're stuck here. This wasn't meant to be crapping on Derek White. That's what I meant by a good Derek White game. I think the little bit of fool's gold with the 3-point shooting early in the year, obviously he wasn't going to stay in the high 40s.
45%,
yeah. But people thought, okay, maybe he can kind of stay. I don't think he's a very good shooter, guys.
Easy.
It's definitely his weakness.
But here's where we're stuck a little bit, right? Here's where we're stuck a little. You still have people like Scal saying things on the broadcast, like when they kick it around and White takes an open three. Well, that's a good shot. At a certain point, you have to recognize.
Sounds like Mazzulla.
It's not a good shot. It's the shot the defense wants you to take, and they're positioning. That they're making it so that guy's going to be open. It's just they're baiting you to pass to Derek White.
Don't let you beat them that way.
Go do it, and it almost cost him. You had a couple White threes late. That's what they want, and you got to kind of recognize it. Late in the clock, it is a good shot because if a defense locked you down, you moved it around, you couldn't generate anything, and you do get an open look late in the clock. That's the best shot that you're going to get there. Anything other than that. A Derek White three is probably not a good shot. Like it isn't. I don't care if it's open. And so you always have to. You can't settle for it. It just is what it is. You got to work for better.
But you have.
But the
you
kind of
have
now
to
you,
take it though.
Now you.
No, you don't. That's the thing. They want you to take it. Don't.
I know,
take
but
it.
Like. I know, but no, but like, what's he going to do? Like, what's he going to do? Pass up
Derek White at 25% from three versus Jaylen Brown at 55% with his contested twos versus Tatum and Brown with 70-something% at the rim. Do the other things.
You don't work to get to one of those
other things if you can.
Yeah, it's like when Mazzulla says about getting a better shot, a better opportunity. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. You're not going to flat out say, oh, we can't have Derek, you know, we can't have Derek White out there taking threes if he's ice
work
cold. But what he means by that is
work for a better shot.
Yeah, but you know
if
what,
he's
though?
Wide open, though, he has to shoot it.
No! This, but we,
wide open.
How many guys are going to keep saying it?
Yeah. All right, but what if, like, what if they roll out a red carpet and they were like, here you go, sir. Take this ball.
Wide open, you got to take
this
it.
Shot.
When he passes out of those, the crowd's like, ooh. Like, you just see him. You don't want him hesitating. He has had some good games.
No, I think John's
I know
talking
what
about
you're,
the law.
John, I know what you're saying. I get
trying
it.
To get it.
I get it. But let's be honest. This team is a shoot a three, shoot your shot team first. This is what they do. If there's an open shot, or even if there's not, if you watched Jaylen Brown tonight, that shot's getting taken. It doesn't even matter if it's open. So for you to say, oh, they should work for a harder shot. They haven't done that at all this year. What makes you, and maybe they are actually, you know, maybe it was the worst thing that could have happened to them that they were all shooting 50% from three to start the year for the first 20 games. Maybe that was a bad thing because it went from 50
to
about 10.
Do it a little more. Horford does a good job with it. The up fakes.
There it is.
Horford actually had a big three tonight.
But have you noticed what Horford started doing later? Because Horford's another guy whose numbers predictably came down from an unsustainably high mark early in the year. Did you notice what Horford's been doing lately when he's been getting the ball beyond the three-point line early in the clock? What's he doing?
Swing.
Up fake and drive the closeout. He's doing it a lot.
Up fake and drive the closeout.
Yes,
sorry, I'm on a delay. I think I'm
Jimmy's
on a delay.
Got it.
Jimmy,
even when the guy is expecting you, he'll still throw up that up fake. Yeah.
He's up faking.
He loves
it.
That move.
Yeah.
He's been doing that. So, again, early in the clock, don't
but
take
who's
the shot.
Who's going to fall? Who's going to fake or who's going to fall for Derek White's fake?
It's going to be like the Olenek. Remember Olenek
giving
him that
fake shot.
Nobody?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just part of his play. It was like a 2K glitch.
Yeah. It was just part of his shot.
I get what you're saying, John, but it's a mix. And this is one of the things I think that's hard for us to grasp sometimes for these guys as players is like they have to keep shooting it to stay in, you know, stay in that rhythm and continue to be a threat out there. But you do want that mix. I love the secondary dribble drives, and he's good at those. But like Jimmy said, there's nothing – if nobody's guarding you at all out there, there's not a lot of guys to help fake and take out of the plane.
Right. And also like – White's like a he's like I would say more so than a lot of guys on the team feels like he rides his own confidence like the highs are high and the lows are low, and I don't want this guy triple guessing whether or not he should take a shot. I think if it's there he should take it. Now I reserve the right to change my answer in a couple weeks if he's still floating around 20% from three. Yeah, exactly. But I mean there's you gotta
let me
there's a point where you gotta take the shot.
Like, okay, most people who are like, if you're a 30% three-point shooter, you don't ever take the shot, right?
Well,
you only do it. You only do it if you think you're a better shooter than that, right? Like there are guys who just don't shoot that, right?
Yeah,
Brown's sure. Close to 30.
I understand that. I'm just saying is like. Derek White score. In his Celtics career is about a 29% or 30%. I mean, it's pretty freaking low. There are certain guys in the NBA that just don't shoot threes. You know, like it should be certain spots. It's not a shot you work for. That's all we're trying to say here. You know, you shouldn't be swinging it and having multiple three-point attempts from guys who are not three-point shooters. That's just losing basketball. And so that's where we're at right now. You got to determine.
That's their philosophy. So they're going to win or lose on it.
Fine when you're the Nets and you've got shooters frigging, you've got Curry and Harris and blah, blah, blah. And you're looking for, I mean, and Durant and Irving and blah, blah, blah. Different lineup. When you're smart and White, you know, those guys are not, like I said, that's the shot. What shot does the defense want you to take when you have a lineup of Smart, White, Horford, Tatum, or Brown? Threes from the guys threes. Not named Tatum or Brown. Yeah. There it is. Jimmy's got it. Yep. Yeah. Germany. I was going to say Germany.
Yeah. Good job, Jimmy.
And there's a difference, right, between flow of the game and late game. Late game, you're going to have more activity. And again, tonight, even on that last possession, they slow it down and they do find Horford in the corner when the Bulls creeped in. But often recently we've seen with the team, they slow down and maybe they get a drive and kick, and that's about all the activity you see on those late game possessions. Early in the game, and I wrote about this on clnsmedia.com last game, you see the difference between the first half and the second half in that game. The off-ball action, Tatum getting off the ball. I think in this game you see a lot of good examples of White in the screening game and getting downhill to the basket. You got to have more activity late in games and maintain that, and that's what makes this offense great. They're going to shoot a million threes, John. I worry about it too at times into the playoffs, but they have a mix. And now that you have Rob back, you have an even greater mix because you have that basket threat mixed in there too. So they got to remain flexible. They got to show defenses different looks. And come playoff time, I'm interested to see how Missoula does adjust on nights where they start 3 of 15 from 3. Because that's where you worry. Like, are they just going to keep firing and have that 27 straight miss Rockets game? Like the 2018 West Finals? That's what you worry about in a short sample size. But over the season, you know, they are an elite shooting team, and they're going to keep shooting.
And that's where we're at with it. They're going to keep shooting, despite the fact that we just spent 10 minutes.
29 and 12, John. John, what if he's open, though?
He's got to shoot.
I mean, like,
then, right?
Really, really open, though.
Like, really open. Then he's got to shoot.
Do you have
it,
a
right?
problem with the approach tonight, John? Three looks, misses them.
John, do you have
but he goes 3 of 6 from two.
Problem with the approach tonight?
It's not a matter of problem. It's that you are being goaded into.
Next year it's going to be White with like a big like slash through him for John.
Yes,
you never liked this player, John.
John,
it's
you
not
really
the player. It's not Derek White. It's I don't want you when you're swinging the ball and you end up with White and Smart threes, that's the shot the opponents want you to take. It's not the shot you got because you were moving the ball well, just as long as you know that. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to live and die by it, then live and die by guys who are not dead-eye three-point shooters. That's right. Not great. That's the point. It's the opponents want White and Smart to shoot those threes. And so you're saying, but you got to take them. And I'm saying, but that's what the defense wants you to do. That's all we're saying here. So that's kind of where you're stuck in it a little bit here is they're not great shooters. They've never been great shooters. You know, that's just what it is.
I think that everyone is aware and on the same page that, you know, Derek White isn't going to take 17 3-point shots, right? I mean, because he could probably take a lot.
What's wrong with three?
He could take a lot more than he did. Right. I mean, if he's as open as you claim the opponent wants him to be every time he touches the ball.
I want to undo the trade. I'm just kidding. That's where it always goes to.
Right. Buyer's remorse. I knew it.
It always gets our text.
I knew that San Antonio game again.
Circles back to like, What could you get for him now?
Well, for Romeo.
Seriously, trade Derek White right now. What are you getting back?
We're not doing it.
Keeping him.
Okay. I said a 20-point performance out of Romeo. It was close. What do you have, 16? Close.
Yeah.
I think Mike Gorman said it best a couple weeks ago. He said, when you get 15 points out of Derek White, you're probably going to win that game. And that's really the offensive performance.
He is a barometer for them, isn't
he? Can play. Yeah. I mean, I think you're not expecting him to go out there and you're not relying on him to give you 20 a night. But if he can be serviceable and can hit a couple of those shots, let's say he hits one or two threes a game and he doesn't take 10, then and he does all the Derek White things that everyone likes to remind us about that he does.
If you know ball.
If you can, if you understand.
Remember, Jimmy, last game, he's the point guard. Smart gets 11 assists, no turnovers. So he's going to make good decisions. He's not launching threes out there and recklessly attacking. If anything, he's not aggressive enough offensively. He's going to like to look the pass before he shoots. So I trust him. I really trust Derek White.
I actually kind of do too. I don't think that he hurts you out there with like his decision making.
He doesn't. I like Derek White. I'm just
you can't say that. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that on the show.
I like him in the same way I like Grant Williams.
You can start your own.
I like him the same way I like Grant Williams.
Wow. We're using the word like very loosely now, aren't we? Well, you won't give Grant 20. Would you give Derek White 20?
No.
I know.
Is there a number close to 20?
We've had this discussion too. If Derek White were a free agent, you had $20 million in cap space, and the Celtics were like, we've made our big splash, it's Derek White, would everyone be like, hooray!
You know, oh, I got would. Him. Remember how excited I was?
Of course you would.
I do remember. I do. I do. Speaking of managing your money effectively, we're going to tell you about one more sponsor here on the Garden Report, and that's Rocket Money. Part about
you this, use man. Rocket Money, you might find yourself with $20 million to spend.
What can happen you is Derek White, the Derek White trade will pop up on your screen and you could just go cancel and you can get all of that back.
And you'll find out how frivolous you are with money.
Can Rocket Money undo trades?
Yes.
Can they get your money back?
Rocket, like 2K. Yes. Give me Max Strus back too.
Then I will be interested.
Oh, the pick for Desmond Bane. Cancel. Rocket Money.
Yeah, take Ennis back too.
You're opening old wounds here, John. Jeez.
Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. This is a cool product that has already saved me hundreds of dollars this year. That's no joke. It helps kind of find all of these lost subscriptions that you have out there, puts them all in one place, and lets you, boom, just cancel them just like that. Like a canceled Bobby, just gone.
Boom, see ya.
See you later.
Can you cancel D. White?
Yeah, no, but no, most people think they probably have like 70, 80 bucks in subscriptions. Chances are you have like 200 out there. It finds them, tells you how much you're paying for them. In many cases, sometimes you might be double booked. You don't know it. Sometimes a subscription's tripled in price since you first signed up. And you have no idea you're paying it. Some of the stuff is annual and those payments are slipping by you. So this is a really good product to get you kind of back to normal here, back to even, and, you know, consolidate and just make sure that you knock off the ones that you don't really want here. So again, go to rocketmoney.com/garden to save hundreds, cancel your unnecessary subscriptions. Any paid subscription to rocketmoney.com, you're going to rocketmoney.com/garden, and you will get, as with every one of our products, a phenomenal t-shirt. So go check it out, rocketmoney.com/garden. We lost Bobby. We got Bobby.
Sorry. Bobby, anything you want to say about Rocket Money?
No. I love it. And like John said,
you get
the option sometimes to pay less for your subscription. Sometimes that you don't want to get rid of them. You just want to pay less. And sometimes you don't even know. If you go and try to cancel, yeah, it's like haggling.
My number one success story, a subscription that was up to $27 a month, knocked back down to $8.
I told you to cancel that, John.
27.
That's what happens.
Woo! Anyway,
that's what happens.
It's Jimmy's fault.
Oh, man.
Why can't I do this? There you go.
There it is.
Oh.
What'd you do, Bobby?
Oh, Bobby, you okay? What's up, man?
I just started thinking about no Zion on Wednesday, no Durant on Thursday.
I know. Nuts and bolts, man. Nuts and bolts.
Headache and a half.
And no DeRozan. I want to talk to
WWs, Bobby, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be
these fake wins?
Maybe Mr. W.
Are these all fake wins then? Are we going to talk about this? John, in 2 months, are we going to talk about this? These are all fake wins when the Celtics go on a 6-game losing streak heading into the playoffs. And we say, well, they had the best record in the East. Yeah, they were all fake wins. John's not listening.
People are going to say that. Well, John for sure, yeah.
You're still seeing potentially.
It's a blowout, maybe not.
Is Brandon Ingram looking like he'll be back from what I said? He's missed so much time with that toe injury. So if there's no Ingram or
I really wanted to see Zion because I think he's just such a beast.
Probably I've never seen Zion live. I actually have a story from Syracuse.
Gather around.
Yeah, it's been good. You're really putting this up there.
Duke Syracuse. It's always the biggest game right on campus. This was that year they had Barrett, Reddish, and Zion. They're rolling. It's must-see TV. I forget who they're playing. I think it was UNC. Obama was in the crowd. And it was the game before they were coming to Syracuse. He tore through his shoe. Remember that? And he hurt his knee or whatever, and he missed the Syracuse game. He was sitting on the bench. So I've still never seen Zion play in person. He played here in 2021. It's the only game he's played at the Garden. I wasn't there for some reason. I don't know why, but last year he misses because he's hurt. This year he misses because he's hurt. It's what we talk about, John. I know you love him and Ingram, but Zion's just hurt all the time.
So yeah, I didn't see him in New Orleans, but he was like holding court like after the game.
Yeah, both games this year he's hurt.
Yeah.
Well, he went on a big like Mountain Dew and Doritos kick for a while, like all last year where nobody
commercial.
Saw him.
Oh my god, that was the like worst commercial ever.
He was like a method actor. He actually like used all the product.
That commercial, like, I think it was
living
that
proof.
Was last season.
Living proof that it works, guys. Like
that was last season. He gave it a go.
Put him in that commercial, sitting next to Levine on the couch, and they're like they're housing Doritos and like chugging Mountain Dew. It was crazy.
How long? Yeah. How many takes did that? Was that commercial? Because I swear to God, he gained 30 pounds like immediately after that.
Yeah, right.
He had a
Zion, you don't actually have to eat him. Like, give me another
to be
bag.
Fair, to be fair, physically he looks great this year. He's putting work there, but that was bad.
We are. If anything, we are fair in this show, so we do.
That's pretty good.
Method.
They're like, Zion, where are you? We have a game in 10 minutes. He's like, guys, I'm eating Doritos and I'm drinking Mountain Dew. I'm being paid to do this.
I'm in character.
I'm on the couch. Didn't you just see me on
Doritos?
Brandon Ingram.
My contract is for 6 more months.
I gotta eat all of these. No, Zion.
Guys, I can't come in. I'm sick. What happens? Like, I just keep eating Cool Ranch Doritos. He's like, well, maybe don't. He's like,
What's up, Bobby?
Brandon Ingram did not play tonight, but he did say on the 6th that he was planning to come back on the road trip. So that was Dallas, Washington, which was tonight, and Boston on Wednesday. So it's conceivable he could come back Wednesday.
You know why I wish he was playing? We'd be able to go back to our age-old debate on who's the better younger duo, which has kind of been
love that debate. It's
been on ice for a while because Zion.
Yeah, it's totally on ice because Zion died, you know? And then also I mean, he took a year and a half off, and then Tatum stepped up his game to a top 5 NBA player. So that kind of knocks.
I mean,
that
right now it's
the,
it's not even a question. Yeah. But if you had awesome, healthy Zion, kind of how he was like, let's say a month ago, in Ingram up against Tatum and Brown, that would be like I would say at least like one of the best young duo matchups that you could possibly have.
Maybe, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Argument is on ice.
I love Haddock. He said.
Yeah, he looked like a guy who would love Haddock.
Why did you say that like that was an argument? I love Haddock.
Everyone always laughs at me.
Baked or fried?
Oh, they're both so good. In the winter, probably baked, but in the summer, there's nothing like a fish sandwich.
Fish and chips.
That's a good answer. I'll give you that. Little,
we did that social media
lemon drizzle.
When we did that social media segment in Eastie there, I had to add fish sandwich to the list. It was all these different sandwiches to pick from.
Don't even get me started, Bobby. You
Nick left out fish sandwich. Max was like, what?
I like a good fish sandwich.
John, do you hear me on
bread makes it,
on this one?
Yeah, what?
I told Nick, I think that was a generational thing, right? Because you had like 4 or 5 different options you had to pick out of that. And Bobby just completely went away from all the options for almost everything. Like
here's
that takes
thing.
Away the challenge, Bob. You got to pick out of the list.
There's like
also,
ham
here's
and
the thing.
Cheese.
Well, that's dumb. But when you're having sandwich debates, but when you're having sandwich debates, it should be things that are actual sandwiches, not like a food you put between bread. So, like an Italian sub is a sandwich. A steak and cheese is a sandwich. You know, but you know those are sandwiches. A Cuban sandwich. You know, like
what are you saying? That Haddock isn't one.
It's just I just put bread on a piece of fish, you know. Like I don't know. It's fun, but it's not like a made sandwich. Like a Reuben is a sandwich. You know what I mean?
They call that the Cape Cod Reuben. It's amazing.
But I like a fish sandwich. Yeah,
this is what I'm talking about. Though you can't do this stuff with Bobby. He'll just modify the entire process. Yeah. So like that takes away the challenge. I mean, some of the sandwiches in there weren't obviously I didn't like them. And then you had to.
There was a Cheeto sandwich in there.
Better ones.
I don't even remember this. Was I not here for that?
I don't think you were there for that. No.
It's one of the tapings we did. The Cedric Maxwell podcast / a bunch of segments.
Okay. I'll be at the next one because I like a good sandwich debate.
Yes. We're supposed to do that soon, actually. So
hot dog sandwich. Let's cut the show before that starts.
Well, a hot dog is a sandwich, for the record. It's literally what it is.
I don't think John likes that take.
I don't care. It doesn't bother. I'm actually not moved by it in either direction.
I'm not like.
It's about a 4-year-old argument.
Though. It means it's like 10 years old and it means nothing to me to begin with.
But you don't like fish between bread,
John?
No, it's fine. What I'm saying is the spirit of a sandwich debate is, like I said, things that are classic sandwiches. And I don't know, for some reason, fish sandwich doesn't.
What about egg salad?
Huh?
What about egg salad?
That's a sandwich.
Do you consider that a classic sandwich?
I'm asking egg you. Salad? I think it is. Yeah, I think
it would make the list. I don't know if it would be one of my
favorites. Sure, I guess it's on the list.
I mean, it's a little bit different. It's not like ham and cheese, but
I like fish sandwich. It's good enough. It's good enough. We'll take
just
it.
Trying to get out of the conversation.
Let's quickly. I want to quickly, because I mean, it's not just getting out of the conversation, which I desperately do want to, but it's late. It's late, and the one thing I did want to hit on was very briefly with, as Bobby was talking about it, KD, MCL sprain, could have been worse. It's fine, but it's a month. We know what happened last year. Their season fell apart when this happened.
Different.
So it's interesting because they were
a month. Huh?
I mean, here's the thing. For as good as the Celtics were the first 6 weeks, the Nets have been as good the last five. So again – the difference in, I mean, they've been really, 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 really good. And so you can't just, I think a lot of people are still resting on the Celtics early start, which is fine, but the record's going to look great, but you have to look at the Celtics last 5-6 weeks and recognize that they've had about a bottom 7 or 8 offense, for the last basically half of the season, after a ridiculously blistering start, and they're playing pretty inconsistent basketball. So there's still a lot of good, but there's some other teams that really came up. Brooklyn was one of them. I don't think they're going to fall off as bad as they fell off last year, but this is a crippling blow for them, even if it's only a month, because it knocks them off a trajectory where things were going really good for them right now.
It does, John. But if you look at the past and other teams, I mean, I don't know if the Nets will fall under this category, but will this galvanize the team? You know, will everyone want to win it for Kevin Durant? I mean, let's face it, he's been their best player. He's been their most consistent. He's sort of just been that guy throughout everything that they've gone through as an organization. He's just put his hard hat on, you know, as Jimmy would wear, and just gone to work. He's been consistent. He hasn't taken days off. So it's a humongous blow. But again, in the spirit of the team, in the spirit of them putting together the best, you know, month of the season, that 12-game winning streak, naturally, you have to feel that way, right? If you're one of those guys, there you go, Jimmy. If you're one of those guys, so the next 3 weeks or so, 3 weeks to a month's going to be interesting, obviously, to see how they play without him. And, you know, if there is a humongous amount of slippage, I don't know if there's necessarily enough time for them to get back into, you know, being one of the top teams in the East or trying to be one of them, but they can still be a tough first round matchup for the Celtics if that's the case down the road.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Look out for that.
You just kind of nailed it, Josue. Let's say he's out for a month. And they slip, which they will, because they just aren't talented enough, you know, without him. No team really would be.
Right.
They'll end up making the playoffs. I think we all agree there. But they're going
to
be
– every Celtics fan will want the Celtics to play them for some reason.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know why.
Durant would want to play them.
But they're going to be I don't know if they'll slip all the way to 8. I feel like he's going to come back soon enough where they'll be able to sort of regain some ground. And
so you say Celtics got number one on lock, Jimmy? Is what you're saying?
8 or 7, I think. That's a good point. I mean, as of right now.
It could happen. Yeah.
Pretty good. I think they're a steady lock.
Kevin Durant is an insane person.
There's no lock.
I don't know if they're a lock, honestly.
I cannot believe the level Kevin Durant was playing at this year. He's shooting friggin' 56%. He's scoring more points per game post frigging Achilles injury than he was prior to it. He's out of his freaking mind right now. He's 30.
Me and Bobby knew.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he's the guy we wanted in Boston. He's the guy.
I want him now. Rocket money. Undo.
Too late. You would have to do apology cam before we would allow you.
I will.
To do that.
If you get me Durant here, I'll apologize for saying I didn't want to do the Durant for Brown trade. But it really was never a Brown trade. It was a Brown and like
Don't change the trade.
It was Brown and everything you can imagine and every single draft pick and your entire future and multiple firsts. It was an insane.
Not after he demanded a trade. I think the asking price, if he
no, really, didn't want to trade him, that was the key.
The Brown for Durant was a tough call. But I was against it. I would apologize my ass off on that one. If you can,
Bobby.
You can
Bobby doesn't have. Yeah, Bobby kind of skated free from apologizing about the Nets because of his injury now.
We'll see. Yeah. So
and I remember he demanded I apologize for their poor start.
Here's the difference from
that's
last
true.
Year.
And he did demand that. That's true.
I'm interested in how big of a part Durant is in this. Their switching defense has been sensational. This is a top 10 defense under Jacques Vaughn. Many of the principles they were trying to accomplish under Nash, they're executing now. And he's a big part of that, block and a half per game. Claxton's great. Simmons, finally a starter on the defensive end. Offensively,
apologize.
Though, is where they're going to slip. I'm not apologizing. He's offensively still. Say you're sorry. They're going to struggle. They're going to struggle offensively, use their engine. And Kyrie can pick up a ton of shots, but there'll be nights where you can key in on him and keep him off balance. You never know what Kyrie you're getting night in and night out if Durant's not there, I think. So
totally.
TJ Warren, he's back. He's playing okay. He's like getting his feet under him. He's a threat. You got Joe Harris. You got Curry. You got Royce O'Neal, which is such a great pickup.
Yes.
They'll be good. Tough to beat on Thursday. I don't think you're skating through that game. I think they're going to get just enough from Kyrie. I think that defense is really tough and is going to pack the middle against the Jays. And I think they're going to rotate well in the perimeter. Yeah. Just do they have to play too many small guards? That's where the Celtics really torched them last time and last postseason.
Yeah. I like a good North Shore roast beef also.
Yeah, so I saw that comment too. That's like
John,
that's
have you
a
ever
real
done
sandwich.
Have you done the Philly thing? Is that
yeah.
a big deal?
Yeah,
is it the same? Is it like way better than North Shore?
Or what you know,
about the same.
Are you talking about roast beef right now?
No. The Philly
cheesesteak. Anybody's got a lot of good ones.
No. Not the Philly cheesesteak. The Philly. What is it? The Italian roast beef.
The beef.
Oh, Italian sure.
Beef. From the show. You know the show.
Yeah.
Is that a big
deal? You know, if that's your thing. I know what you're talking about.
I've never been to Philly. So
wait, am I better off getting a cheesesteak if I'm down there? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Yeah. You're talking about like you see the show The Bear on Hulu.
The Bear, exactly. Yeah.
That was they were making those Italian beef sandwiches.
Italian
it's really
beef
good,
sandwiches.
Especially if you worked in the restaurant industry. It is friggin' intense. It like really paints the kind of back of the house experience of like the intensity of like
right.
what it's like
I
to work
been,
in a kitchen.
I have worked at a restaurant. Woo! Anyone else here?
It's tough. Yeah, I was a breakfast cook in high school.
I had my Joe's Bar and Grill.
Bobby Breakfast
Joe's Bar and Grill
you,
back in the day.
Flipping eggs, Bob?
Joe's Bar and Grill, yeah.
Like the one, like the Back Bay Restaurant Group,
like
Joe's?
The chain Back Bay Restaurant, yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
So I was a Charlie's guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. I was a Beer Works guy. Shout out
to Beer Works.
Rest in peace, Beer Works, yeah.
No
they used
kidding.
To have one in Salem.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're donezo. That was a good spot. That was a fun spot.
I did that.
That
I,
was a
my
good
first
spot.
Job, Papa Gino's.
You had the American Fly tag? I mean,
Papa Gino's. I used to love Papa Gino's.
I was a short order cook at 14 years old at Papa Gino's as a side job in high school.
Yo, Papa Gino's was the
Gino's?
Spa in high
yeah.
school.
That was my first gig, yeah.
I have a few friends who would literally die for Papa Gino if they
Jimmy,
had
Jimmy, you went to that neat.
So I went
to
every one of my
Street.
Birthday parties as a kid was Papa Gino's, yeah.
Yeah, it was
those
like the bread best birthday.
Those breadsticks were so good there.
Yeah.
And
what's
Bobby
up, Josue?
Bobby loved the breadsticks.
Bobby breadsticks.
Yeah. I love that.
Kind of dressed like a breadstick today, Jesus. Dude.
Gino's. I worked at an Applebee's in college, waiting tables, side hustle. Charlie's after. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's why I'm always kind to the restaurant workers, because I know it's pretty freaking shitty.
What kind of comment is
Don't
this?
Don't be an asshole.
I would never let John make my pizza.
What is that? What does that mean?
Yeah,
how
is your pizza making
skills? Be careful what you wish for. You don't know who's – you sometimes don't know who's back there making your pizza.
Yeah,
the devil you know. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
Yeah, none of us built for the Waffle House shift. That is correct.
No, that's true.
Nope.
I go. It goes.
I've been the one. If you
it goes Waffle House shift in prison for me. I don't think I could survive either one.
Oh yeah, Bob, you missed that. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
What a hype for the Waffle House. I've never been.
Oh, it's great.
I've been. It's all right.
Does Denny's count?
Yeah, same ballpark.
It's definitely not true. It's not true Waffle House, though.
Yeah.
4.65 an hour. I think my first gig was 5.25 an hour when I worked
there.
That's
crazy.
Wow.
My next job at a local pizza joint, like a Greek-owned run joint, $6 an hour, and I was thrilled about it. I was like, $6. I was so psyched.
I love those pizza joints.
I couldn't believe I was making $6 an hour back then. Yeah.
Back when? What year is that? 1950?
1952?
52, 53, yeah. That's a good year.
I was making a nice...
That was a lot of money back then, you're right.
I made a dime every hour.
Milkshakes yeah. cost a quarter.
Yeah. Hey, kid, he flips him a nickel. He's like, God, why don't you go make me a sandwich back there?
Huh? Yeah, real quick. Okay. Did you guys see on social media, Udonis Haslem went back to his high school. They retired his number. And Jimmy Butler posted like a championship from like the 1927, 28. He goes, when Udonis Haslem was winning chips in high school.
So true, though. That's funny.
That guy
that was like, damn, Jimmy.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of feel about John sometimes. Like when John sent us a screen grab today and his text box actually has subject, it has subject line above
45.
Like everybody's dad does where the subject, there's a subject line in your iMessage that no one's ever used in the history.
I've never used it. I just don't know how to get rid of it.
Like, John, why do you have the subject line there? Do you ever like,
have I ever sent you guys a subject?
No. He's like, no.
Maybe
Jaylen
you
Brown.
Just scream into the phone nonstop.
Jaylen Brown rant. Yeah. Guys, here's what I'm thinking.
I was like, not only that, I wasn't going to go into the magnified text part, but you mentioned it already.
I don't give a crap.
I opened up like, whoa, what am I looking at here? Oh man, crap. Too good.
Yeah.
Subject just killed me because like you see it on every dad's phone.
You said it was such a serious face.
Oh, man.
All right. That's a wrap. Right.
We did it.
My dad wasn't even born yet, man.
We did it. I'm going to send you guys an AOL text message after this.
Yeah.
To discuss the show.
virtual greeting card. Email me a greeting card.
Oh, crap. That is good stuff.
Everyone around me was like, what the hell is this guy talking
Thank
about?
You guys for hanging out. This was fun. We appreciate it. Thanks to the guys who toughed it out. We didn't lose that many of you during Papagino's talk.
Maybe we just lost talk. A bunch and grabs. Oh, true.
They muted us. Like
shout out Gino's. I'll be honest. This is going to ruffle. I'm more of a Domino's guy over Papagino's.
Oh,
I've never been weird. A huge Gino's guy.
You
the
shouldn't
sauce
be.
Just didn't really agree with me.
What about the subs? They have options, man.
I don't get
so
subs
back
at
in the day,
places.
The Syrian steak and cheese friggin' rocked the house. That was a good thing.
Go-to.
The Syrian
John,
steak pocket.
What should everybody know about? What should everyone stay away with? From like, what do you know that we
Papagino's? I thought was fine. I'm afraid to get sued, but I'll tell you, one of the places I mentioned here, no one should ever eat ever. I don't want to be libelous here, but Papagino's wasn't one of them. There are some places I've worked that I've learned too much, so I'm not going to do that ever again.
Was it the ground round? No, I'm just kidding.
Ground round was awesome. Oh.
You can say what you want about the ground round. I don't think that exists anymore.
I'm just thinking of companies
that
don't exist. Right?
For my family, that was a nice meal out. Like, that was a big deal. Ground round, like, that we were really, like, we were doing it.
Dude.
If we went ground round.
For me, that was huge for us. That was Bertucci's for me. That's all I wanted to do. It was like, it's my birthday. My mom was like, where do you want
to
go? It's your birthday. I'm like, Bertucci's at the mall. So we would go to the mall. Dude, a place was slammed. Bertucci's was a scene back in the day. I don't know what happened to them. I saw recently.
Hey, they're still a hit, Jimmy.
No, they're literally not. They just closed
there's
a bunch of restaurants.
They hit to me.
Food around. That's what happened.
Oh no, they're still a hit. They still hit, but like they need to like redo their marketing. They need the kale woman to take over Bertucci's and make everyone think it's cool to go to Bertucci's again.
Yeah.
Hey, just gotta hand out those breads on the street. The bread they give you at the beginning.
Dough.
Everyone will be like, oh, I remember that.
Oh, that's
well, the
right.
The thing is,
the dough.
They used to give you, when you were a kid, that's how you learn to make pizza. They give you, slap some dough on your table. You're a kid.
I can't believe we're having this conversation in front
Jimmy's
of
really
people.
Jimmy's really passionate about it. Look at this dude's face.
Well, that was a big deal. Was like,
I loved.
John
like, no,
said
dude.
The ground round. John's going about the,
they gave
going
you
about the ground round.
That's how you learned.
That is how you learn. That's how a lot of pizza makers.
Ground round was great because you had free popcorn, free peanuts, and Spy Hunter as a video game, which was friggin' awesome. It was like
they were just giving those up.
Bertucci's had the smart.
Yeah, you could just go in and scoop. You know, before like people were worried about like sanitation, like you could literally just go scoop your own friggin' popcorn. You know, just like get buckets
with
of
your
it.
Hand.
Luis. Nothing like a good booth.
That is the best.
Nothing like a good. Luis. Anyone's parents always want. They're like, right. We want a booth. I guess if you have like my family, we had three kids, so you needed a booth to like hide the mayhem that was going on. So you just bury them in behind a booth.
Yeah.
Have a good booth though. Find a restaurant with a good booth situation, and you're just good for a solid 90 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's get little tip for the young families out there.
Luis's dad. You see this comment, John? Let's get send us some pizzas. Let's go.
With his grandfather making the best pizza?
His Italian father-in-law.
Send the
best pizza.
I'm game.
New sponsor.
We'll wrap real quick. Review. We want to quickly sponsor, do a Luis's quick pizza. Whip around with all of our current sponsors. HelloFresh again. Guys, check this out if you are interested in customizing a meal plan for yourself starting the new year here exactly the way you want it in terms of calories, in terms of types of nutrition, ingredients, and whatever it is that you want to eat.
Haddock.
But you don't have the time. You can go haddock heavy here if you want. HelloFresh.com.
Go triple haddock.
/garden21. Use the code garden21. That's super important. Super important to use the code garden21. You get all of that stuff. athleticgreens.com/garden, free 1 year supply, vitamin D, 5 free travel packs. And again, check out Rocket Money, rocketmoney.com/garden. You save hundreds when you cancel subscriptions right away. Support any of our sponsors and you get a Garden Report t-shirt, a phenomenal t-shirt. Celtics beat the Bulls. Jimmy has one more thing to say.
I would just order of operations, John. Hit up Rocket Money first.
I thought you were going to start ranking food.
Order of operations for our sponsors. Do Rocket Money first, then subscribe.
There, you save money.
Yeah.
Then subscribe to AG1. You take that in the morning, and then boom, over to HelloFresh. Get your 21 free meals. And the best thing about it, they'll send that stuff to you immediately. The packages come on Wednesday. If you subscribe, tomorrow you can get it. You might be able to get it in time for this week. If not, next Wednesday, and then you're off and running. Yeah, it's great.
We just don't want them to unsubscribe via Rocket Money. We don't want them to unsubscribe from Athletic Greens or from
I love Fresh, HelloFresh so much. I've been saying it all week to you guys. I'm getting another box. Not pulling back.
I did last time as well. We get one for free. All of us, I'll tell you this.
Bobby will dipped into our own pocket
and renewed our own subscriptions last time we did this with HelloFresh, which is pretty cool. So anyway, check that out. We do appreciate you guys hanging out.
Someone said, what happened to Calm? Calm's around. Calm.com/garden. Go for it. We just, you gotta pony up sometimes to get that sort of promotion. So.
Yeah. Like I said, we got a lot of sponsors right now. We really do appreciate it. Hanging out even through the nonsense, which I think some of you liked, but I do appreciate it.
They are dropping
a little bit. We've hung in there.
Replay value on this though. I mean, come on.
Gold.
It's a good show.
Gold.
He's going to get an hour 40 podcast.
We're going to wrap it. Good night, guys. Thanks for hanging out. We are back with several shows this week. We got Wednesday. We got Thursday in Brooklyn. Joe Sway and Bobby will both be there. Then we got back-to-backs in Charlotte. Joe Sway making the trip for that. He'll be out in Charlotte for Saturday and Monday. We've got people on the road. Our reporters are hitting the streets. They're on the road. They're on location. Joe Sway and Bobby are at the Garden right now. All of their awesome content post-game can be found over on our Celtics YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to that. Tell all your friends about it. We're in the kind of mid-season sort of vibe here. Celtics 29-12 through 41 games.
Tell your Patriots friends about it.
Tell all your buddies about it. We're going to really start ramping this show up as we get into the trade deadline, which is obviously super fun.
One month from today.
This is smack middle, right, guys?
Yeah,
41.
So get
41.
Yeah, 41. So we're off and running. There's a lot more stuff to go here on the Garden Report as we hope to obviously take the show way into June as we did last season again.
Year four of the Garden Report.
Year four. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you guys next time.